This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pauwel addresses high-level event of International Labour Conference in Geneva, Switzerland. President Pauwel reaffirms Nepal's commitment to social justice and multilateralism. Ministry-wise deliberation on appropriation bill continues in House of Representatives. 8 proposals presented on slashing expenditure of 3 ministries. And G7 agrees $50 billion loan for Ukraine from Russian assets. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauwel says Nepal's constitution has fully embraced the provisions of social justice such as equal rights, opportunities and treatment. In his keynote address at the high-level event of the 112th International Labour Conference and the inaugural session of the Global Coalition for Social Justice in Geneva, Switzerland yesterday, President Pauwel reiterated Nepal's commitment to social justice, faith in multilateralism and to renew the social contract. President Pauwel also voiced that Nepal has placed social justice at the center of change in labor, employment and social security sectors in the course of its political journey from monarchy to a federal democratic republic. The head of the state also appreciated the Global Coalition for Social Justice as a noble initiative and shared commitment to embrace social justice for all and in all areas as envisioned by the International Labour Organization. On a different note, President Pauwel also spoke on the impacts of climate change in the mountainous countries and underscored the need for ensuring climate justice globally. In the meantime, the Director General of the International Labour Organization, ILO, Gilberto F. Hungbo, paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Pauwel. During the meeting, Director General Hungbo expressed gratitude to President Pauwel for providing time and addressing the event. He also praised the political life of President Pauwel and his devotion to social justice. The ILO has been advocating for decent labor to create jobs, social security and international life standards. President Pauwel's secretariat informed that on the occasion, the President shared that Nepal had focused on development prioritizing social justice. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says a systematic study on the feasibility of the resumption of the state-owned Sikh industries is needed. Speaking at a meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, the Prime Minister said the national industries were pushed into crisis in the name of liberalization in the past and called for the feasibility of their reoperation. Prime Minister Dahal said all the bodies of the state should be clear about the resumption of the industries on the public-private partnership model. Discussion on Appropriation Bill 2081 concluded yesterday on the headings of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, and the Ministry of Health and Population at the House of Representatives. The ministry-wide discussion on the Appropriation Bill will continue today on various topics under the Ministry of Forest and Environment, Ministry of Water Supply, Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, and Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation. Meanwhile, 8 proposals on slashing expenditure on the Appropriation Bill 2024 and expenses related to 3 ministries were presented in the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday. Meanwhile, the lawmakers have drawn the attention of the government to various contemporary issues. In the meeting, lawmaker Ramkrishna Yadav drew the government's attention towards fire incidents in different districts of Tarai Madhes and loss of lives and property. Similarly, lawmaker Yogesh Bhattarai demanded making disaster reduction preparedness more effective and allocating an adequate budget for disaster preparedness and mitigation. The government has decided to make the national identity cards mandatory for receiving the social security allowance. The decision will come into effect in 28 districts from the 16th of July as per the recent cabinet decision. Director General at the National ID Card and Registration Department, Yuvraj Katil, said that the scheme would be enforced from July 16th even for the renewal of the Social Security scheme in 28 districts. The department has launched the distribution of national ID cards in the past 4 years in 73 districts. The district implementing this provision are Japa, Rotahat, Rupandehi, Morang, Sarlahi, Kapilbastu, Sunsari, काठमाण्डु, दाङ, उदयपुर, भक्तपुर, बाँके, सप्तरी, ललितपुर, बर्दिया, सिराहा, सिन्धुली, सुर्खेत, धनुषा, मकवानपुर, कैलाली, महोत्तरी, चितुवन, कञ्चनपुर, बारा, कास्की, पर्सा एण्ड तनहुङ. On Wednesday, the department, however, issued a notice informing that the people above 90 years and those living with disabilities need not produce national ID cards while receiving social security allowance. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives members have asked the government to ease the process of acquiring national identity cards as senior citizens and disabled persons across the country have been facing problems. A detailed report on the 4th Nepal Living Standards Survey has been unveiled. The National Statistics Office, NSO, shared a detailed report highlighting the country's key socio-economic and other indicators yesterday. As stated in the report, the number of people suffering from non-communicable diseases has increased in the country. It is stated that 18.5% of people have suffered from non-communicable diseases in the 4th Nepal Living Standards Survey against 11.7% in the 3rd Nepal Living Standards Survey. Furthermore, the report has also shown the increasing trend of infectious diseases among Nepalese, which has reached 24.9% in this report against 20% in the 3rd Nepal Living Standards Survey. According to the latest survey report, a Nepali spends 72,908 rupees on average in a year to meet basic needs, and of them, 25,029 rupees is required to meet the demand for foodstuffs. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. The G7 has agreed to use frozen Russian assets to raise $50 billion for Ukraine to help it fight invading Russian forces. US President Joe Biden said it was another reminder to Russia that we are not backing down, but Moscow has threatened extremely painful retaliatory measures. The money is not expected to arrive until the end of the year, but it is seen as a longer-term solution to support Ukraine's war effort and economy. Also, at the G7 summit in Italy, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Mr. Biden signed a 10-year bilateral security deal between Ukraine and the US, hailed by Kiev as historic. The agreement envisages US military and training aid to Ukraine, but it does not commit Washington to send troops to fight for its ally. Some $325 billion worth of assets were frozen by the G7 alongside the EU following Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Most of the frozen assets of the Central Bank of Russia are being held in Belgium. However, under international law, countries cannot confiscate those assets from Russia and give them to Ukraine. The G7 group of rich nations, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK and the US, have been important financial and military supporters of Ukraine as it battles to contain occupying Russian forces. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon system in the eastern part of the country and partial influence of local and westerly winds as well as low pressure system formed around Bihar, India in the remaining parts of the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi and Madhes province along with the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Kosi province and hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places in Madhes province and the rest of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 22 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 34.3 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Paudil addresses high-level event of International Labour Conference in Geneva, Switzerland. President Paudil reaffirms Nepal's commitment to social justice and multilateralism. Ministry-wise deliberation on appropriation bill continues in House of Representatives, 8 proposals presented on slashing expenditure of 3 ministries. And G7 agrees $50 billion loan for Ukraine from Russian assets. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.